This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I am so glad that you tuned in, that you decided to take time out of your day, out of your life, to invest a little bit of time here with us. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the time you take out every time you listen to our show. So let's jump right into it. Entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial education. How important is it for a person to know that they have options? We want to talk today about something that is so empowering and so impactful, and yet, for the most part, is really overlooked, because if we are an entrepreneur, we either got here in one of two ways. We just got up this courage and gumption one day and we went for it. Or B, we went through a series of training, whether it be extensive, 4, 8, 10, 12, 20, 100 years of education to get us to where we are. Or we went through a small seminar that just sparked us and gave us the information and we went for it from there. The point is that we had to have the idea before we could do it. And often what we find in society is some people just honestly and sincerely have not been educated about what is possible. There was a time when we all believed that it was our God-given right as Americans to live the quote-unquote American dream. We're going to talk about a lot about that in this episode. We want to get back to a place where all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world, people have the ability to grow, succeed, and most importantly, share their gifts with the world. Now, to help me talk about this, I am so delighted to be able to be joined by a wonderful young lady. Her name is Crystal Victoria, and she is going to talk to us today about entrepreneur education and some of the possibilities that can happen for people who didn't even think they could be entrepreneurs. Join me in welcoming Crystal Victoria. Hi, Crystal. How are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing good, thanks. I really appreciate you joining in. Before we started the interview, we were already having a fun conversation, and I actually kind of feel a little bad for people who didn't get in on that part of it, but we'll try to fill them in. So, to help people, get to know you a little better, tell us what's got you to this point in your life.
So what's got me to this point in my life? Oh, my goodness. Everything, every day that I live, every breath that I take. But more importantly, my passion and my drive to succeed and be successful myself as well as to see others. I've grown up in an economy where jobs were scarce and a lot of families were struggling and needing to supplement income. And entrepreneurship is something that I wasn't taught, but it was the way out for everyone. And so now my passion is founded on making that opportunity readily available for everyone.
I like that. So what kind of opportunities do you like to try to make available to them?
So I focus on the solopreneur market. It's actually the market that gets the least amount of help, okay, right? So obviously when you're a solopreneur, you're not very scalable. And your ability to receive an injection of capital depends on either credit or collateral. However, if you're a millennial and you're a young person in business, you typically don't have either, especially if you have student loan debts and all those things, children lingering. So, one thing that I've been focused on is providing an opportunity for those that are self-employed that want to be just self-employed before they jump out and do all these things, providing an opportunity for them to get in and test the waters and to be able to either succeed or fail in a cushioned environment. So when I say solopreneurs, I mean those that are like real estate accountants that are transitioning from a larger firm to their own, you know, attorneys and independent contractors, business consultants, business coaches, writers, bloggers, photographers, graphic designers, all of these groups that people, all these people are a type of solopreneurs. Their business starts and ends with them. And helping them to at least have the opportunity to try it out before they dive in head first and make that their full ongoing career path. Mm.
I like that. I think you're right. I think a lot of times solopreneurs either are completely overlooked, or even when they're not being overlooked, they feel like they are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, published authors are another, speakers. And the thing is, you know, and this is a statistic I will throw out, around 88% of businesses are entrepreneurs, and they do not receive any funding. There's no funding resources for them. There's very few people that want to focus on helping them. I mean, and if they do, you know, everybody that's helping them is technically a solopreneur themselves, and they want to charge. What I found the most disheartening in working with the young adults in that market, and I specifically targeted career school college students for a while, was they often had to decide whether to pay me to tell them everything they needed to pay for, right? Or pay for everything they needed to run their business and begin generating capital. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard decision to make. And it's one that I didn't like having to offer them. I felt like it was unfair. And as someone who's a solopreneur myself, we all need help sometimes. And I felt it was more important for them to have the help that they needed from me and be able to pay for all the resources and the things they need to pay for as well. And that's typically what a consultant does. We tell you, hey, okay, this is what your goal is. You need to pay for this, that. This is your budget. This is what it's going to cost you to do business. And for the person that doesn't have any money, now they're like, okay, well, I just paid you $1,000 to tell me this or more. And it's not that our job, that the job of the consultant isn't valuable. It has its place. And a lot of times it's not with that startup or that entrepreneur that's young. It's not with that young millennial that doesn't have the capital, the resources, or a business that's generating revenue or even a job. It's a lot of time with that seasoned degree professional market, those that are transitioning from corporate America and have maybe an IRA or 401k retirement plan that they can draw from to start their business. But for the young market that I target, it was the most heartbreaking thing to know that a lot of times these young guys had to go out and bump their heads around and really, really, really kind of get roughed up in the entrepreneurial ecosystem in order to learn. And I just felt like it's not fair. It's like, yeah, well, life isn't fair, but that really isn't fair. You know, it's like statistically, baby boomer, we don't start as many businesses as baby boomers did when they were ages 25 to 29. In fact, 18 to 29. The baby boomers during their 20s, during the ages of the groups that I target, were booming businesses, okay? They were running around starting everything under the sun. And at one point, we decided that that age group was incapable of starting businesses. I'm not sure, but we have got to get away from that thought pattern, because what it does is it offsets the success of that future generation that comes from them. It makes it harder for them because there's no jobs. There's nothing available. Everybody's boxed in fear. Everybody's comfortable. And so we have got to open up the floodgate for the young adults to start businesses, not later, but now, because it's their grandchildren that they're preparing for. Mm. And if they don't, then their grandchildren will suffer, okay? They got to start now. Their ages are 20 to 29. That's when failing is okay, you know? And then if you do it, I made this joke. I made this joke last month, and I just turned 30 myself. So I've had my own business for 5 years. And I told somebody, I said, you know, I'm glad that I did all this junk when I was in my 20s, because when people ask me, I'm like, I was in my 20s. They're like, oh, okay, that's why. But once you get turned 30, you get judged for everything else you do for the rest of your life. It's no lie. You can't say I was 30, that's why I did it. People are going to be like, oh, you were off your rocker. But when you say I was 20, that anytime there's a 2 in front of your age, that is permission to be as young and crazy and wild, as courageous as possible. And why we are not encouraging our young adults to be that, I don't know, but we've got to. We've got to. Their future depends on it.
Wow, that is so empowering. I mean, think about it. Look around where you are right now and think in your mind, where are the young people in what you're doing? You know, we had a guest a few weeks ago when we were talking about millennials and management and about how a company cannot succeed unless you have millennials in your company, because you need that younger perspective. The same thing is true when it comes to us as a society. We need to be teaching and training our young people about opportunity, about possibilities, about the things that they can do so that they can be an effective and engaged part of our society. You know, it's not just us that were born with these unique special gifts. Every single person is put here on this planet for a reason, and we need to share with people who don't even know that they have a purpose, that they do have a purpose, and that they're here for a reason. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to jump right back into this fun conversation here on Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Crystal Victoria, and we are talking to you today about entrepreneur education, about the ability for other people, the younger generation especially, to see and be able to grab a hold of the possibilities, the opportunities to learn and grow and build and establish new businesses. There are people out there right now that are the next, pioneers. Back in the early 80s, I mean, think about it, when Space Invaders came out, and, then later on when we started getting cell phones and personal computers and all those kind of things, those same level of experts, of people who have a contribution to be able to just really take the world in a whole new direction that we haven't even thought of yet. They're out there, but they need to be encouraged that they can do it. So how do we do that? How do we help the younger generation really grab a hold of what we used to call the American dream?
You know, you hit the nail right smack on the head. Entrepreneurship was the American dream. It still is the American dream, because being trapped in one socioeconomic class is not the American dream. And what people have not failed to realize is your ability to transition from one socioeconomic class to another is dependent upon your ability to become an entrepreneur and your level of entrepreneurial education and financial literacy. Without it and the ability to create multiple streams of revenue, you will not make it past low income, and you'll barely stay in the middle. Because the cost of living increases far quicker than living wages. You have got to have multiple streams of income. You have to. So when we talk about entrepreneurs, this isn't just a matter of, I want to follow a dream or not. This is a matter of your ability to survive and have a decent living wage in which to take care of your family. This is the difference between you being on welfare and not. This is the difference between you being in Section 8 housing and not. This is the difference between your family on food stamps and not. It is dependent upon your level of financial literacy and entrepreneurial education, your ability to create another revenue stream in addition to your job. In addition to that, it's the difference between your children staying off the streets and not. Because I don't know about anyone else, but for me, my mother used to go and work 2 jobs where she couldn't make ends meet. I didn't have brothers and sisters. What happened to me is I would get in trouble because my mom was never at home. She was too busy out trying to work and make more money to make ends meet, because she did not have an opportunity, nor the education, nor a platform to start a business, bring me in with her, right? Mm-hmm. And have me helping her with that business, making money and bonding. My mom stayed away from the household a lot more. And what happens is your children fall between the cracks. Okay? So I just want to give people an example of what that looks like when it's not done. Okay? And to answer your question about what we do, you know, I have an interesting theory, and I've been called crazy for it, but I'm going to talk about it, because this is what I've done, me personally. See, I'm not just ranting about a subject that I don't actively try to solve. You know, we all have a million problems in the world, right? But how many are you solving? I do not like contributing to problems without contributing a solution. So this is my solution. that financial aid people use to go to college for a degree they may not or may or may not even do anything with, flip that and make that business be capital, especially for low-income families. Why? Because it's the easiest money to get, the easiest money to pay back, and the ROI on it, if that person starts a successful business, it's through the roof. Not only could they pay back their loan, they can send three or four people back to college with it. And in half the time, provided they're receiving entrepreneurial education in conjunction with that. The great thing of this is that is what I've established was Target Evolution Entrepreneurial Institute. We have aspired to become a market leader in entrepreneurial and solo, what I like to call them, I'm creating a whole new market here, right? Solopreneurial education. There is a lot of discussion about whether entrepreneurs are made or whether you're born or what's up. Forget all of that for just a second, okay? Let me bring something very real to you. That doesn't matter. What matters is that we provide the opportunities and make sure the option is available, not just for some, for all, okay? Low-income families, markets that we typically would tell to get a job are the ones that need entrepreneurial education the most. And let me tell you why. Because giving them only one option to get a job or create criminal activity, do criminal acts and end up in jail, costs me my taxpayer dollars. It also decreases my safety living, okay? If they knew that they could start a business instead of going and selling drugs or being on the streets, then they may take that option. To know better is to do better. But when the option isn't available, you endanger everyone. Not just them, not just the ghetto and the hoods. Very often they don't rob themselves. They come out and they rob us and the middle class. They break in our cars. They break in our businesses. All because we fail to give them the entrepreneurial education that they need to be successful. And that is not fair. And then we complain and stereotype them and call them thugs and all these kinds of things. They're not thugs. They didn't have the opportunity that we had and that we know to use, which is the opportunity to learn how to be a productive taxpaying citizen and an entrepreneur. They didn't have a fair shot at the American dream because they were sold a lie that that dream meant having a job that at one point for them was not available. To be real honest, I really think that we need more entrepreneurial education in these colleges. I think we need entrepreneurial education from the high school level. I think it needs to be everywhere. I think entrepreneurs need to be visible. I think that more people, especially business owners, need to take a vested interest into reaching back and reaching into these inner cities and teaching these kids what they can do, how they can do, helping them to tap their divine gifts. Sometimes I've seen some stuff on QVC, okay, and on the Home Shopping Network that I personally wouldn't have created or marketed to save my life, but somebody did, and because of that, that person's a millionaire, and I'd have never saw it, okay? That is the power of entrepreneurship. You never know what it can do for a life. It changes lives. It changes communities. It redevelops communities. The government doesn't have to come in and do anything for you when you empower a community on how to take care of itself. And we have forgotten that. We have lost it. And I think we need to give it back. But the way that we do it is through education and providing the platform. I'm sick of business loans. I'm sick of grants. Let's take this $1.8 trillion in debt, these student loans, okay? Let's stop just offering it for students and colleges. Let's let some people start a business with that money and see where that gets us in 10 years. We might be out of debt for all we know. We don't know, but we've tried a lot of things that haven't worked. It's about time we try something different. And that's my solution.
What an interesting take. I mean, think about it for a minute. What if you could have started your business as part of your college education. I know there are some of you out there that you have thriving businesses now that as soon as you heard Crystal say that, you were talking to yourself and saying, wow, I wish I could have gone to college like that and been able to have really learned as I built my business. Think of where I'd be now. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people. If you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Crystal Victoria. We're talking about entrepreneur education, about how we can educate the next generation, especially other people as well, but especially the next generation coming up, on the possibilities and the opportunities that they could experience if they had the proper education, and how we then can actually educate them to be the next generation of entrepreneurs. Our world needs people who are inventing and who are sharing their unique brilliance with the world. So Crystal,
I mean, I wish we could just do that right now. I love your solution. But what do we do to help people out,
until
we can make a change? you know, until we can make a change, until we can get some money allocated to something that's going to help our society. What can we do to help people right now with the situation that we do have?
I would say invest in people. Invest in people, once again. Invest in people, not in plans. Invest in people that have the characteristics. Excuse me. Invest in young people. Invest in, look at these crowdfunding sites. Look at these equity crowdfunding sites. Invest in people. It doesn't mean you have to throw out $1 million. But invest in people and find people that are willing to go the extra mile, that are willing to work hard. And don't just throw money at them. You get in the arena with them and work. Make sure that you create the relationship, you develop it, you cultivate it. Educate them as much as you can. But don't just be a donor, an investor. Be a worker. Roll your sleeves up. Get out there. Get dirty. Nothing's going to hurt you. No dirt. Little dirt never hurt anyone. You know, but become active in the community that you fear, because that is the only way you're going to conquer that fear. It's the only way that you're going to understand and be able to relate to those people is if you're out there supporting their businesses and supporting what they're trying to do, but also understanding what they're trying to do. Understanding them as a person. I love to read. I read a book by Brené Brown called Rising Strong. I recommend that book highly for anybody. And Dr. Brené Brown is amazing when it comes to discussing the topics of vulnerability and shame and how we can use these things to change the way we live, love, and lead. So one of the things that Brené says about privilege is your ability to choose who and who you do not see. And one of the most hurtful forms, and that's one of the most hurtful forms of it, is that choice. Choosing to see some the struggles of some and overlook the struggles of others. Not realizing that we're all should be treated to a certain degree in the same way, in the same manner. We should be afforded the same opportunities. But choosing to focus on some issues, oh, that's important, but I don't have to deal with that. It's a hard thing every day to have to step in someone else's shoes. But at some point, we have to do it if we want to create a better America. I love what our president said last night at the State of the Union. If we want to create a better future, we got to work together, regardless of our political party, our beliefs, our skin color, our religious beliefs. We have got to work together. We got to live together. We can't start killing people that we don't like just because we want to. So we got to work together too. And not acknowledging the fact that some people are out here struggling and they're doing so for reasons that really sometimes aren't even fair to them is something that we need to be able to do something about and stand up for and get in there. Like I said, don't just throw some money from the outside. Get in there. Get in there. Contribute. Help clean up the community. Help the entrepreneurs. Support their businesses by just going and patronizing them. Go and patron. Buy their supplies. Buy their stuff. It may not be that corporate conglomerate that you're familiar with, but it doesn't mean the quality is any less. Give them a chance. Go in there. And spend your dollar in that community that needs it, that is falling apart, that may look like a ghetto or a hood, because it's by spending your money in that community with that local business owner that community gets revitalized. The only way that business owner can increase the look and feel in the area around them is by having the capital. So go invest your capital in the areas that need the work. And I'm not talking about the government officials that are there, the politicians. I'm saying go invest in the local small businesses that need your help. That's what you can do.
I remember a long time ago, you know, back when I had a two in front of my age, it was, you know, it was really popular. There were a lot of kids that I grew up with that they wanted to, they had a desire to be a missionary. And I remember asking, I remember the conversation like it was yesterday. I remember saying to them, it's like, you know, if everybody goes to Africa, if everybody goes to the Philippines, you know, whatever other country you want to insert there, you know, who's going to do anything for, you know, the guys next door, the kids down the street, you know? And I really do think in some respects we need, you know, even if you take third generation minister Steve out of the equation and remove the religious aspect of being a missionary, if you just thought about it, about, you know, just helping people, you know, it's so important. It's so needed in our society.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and it's not saying we do not become weak by empowering others. That's the best thing I can say, because whenever you empower someone else, it doesn't make you weaker. It doesn't take away from you and what you have. So us helping other countries is okay, you know, but let's make sure that we equally help our own. And that we realize the struggles that some of us face right here. Now, I will say, like, you know, there is, I don't care how bad and messy our politics and how drama-filled our journalism and media gets, there is no one in no other country that would not give their right arm to trade places with us. Mm. And, you know, we have to realize that our first world problems are 10 times better than some people's third world good times. You know, our problems are better than their best. You know what I mean? and we are so spoiled. And, you know, so when I was 19, I went to Nepal on a trip with a good friend of mine. And this is in my first book where I talk about the story, From the Streets to the Skies, No Limits. You should check it out. An interesting story. You want to hear somebody go off the deep end and come turn around and come back? I did that, okay? Not proud of it, but I did it, and I'm grateful to be here today. But in the first book, you know, I had an opportunity to go overseas. And at the time that I went, I was just into everything. Now, I had graduated from high school. I was smart. I had a lot of opportunities to do something, and I chose to do nothing, possibly because I couldn't figure out what to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know who I was. I was so lost in this world and trying to figure out who I was and who society told me I should be. My parents told me I should be. You're smart. You should be a doctor, a lawyer. Crystal wanted to be a dancer. I ended up being a criminal. It was all crazy. I don't know, but, you know, yet and still the point is. and I wasn't a criminal. I was just saying I was mischievous. But that was because what was inside of me was worn with what everything that I was being taught. Okay, I was always very curious. So let me once again say I wasn't a criminal. I was very curious. I had a lot of questions people couldn't answer, and it went against the status quo. So I was often criticized for it. Don't ask those types of questions, you know. Don't do those kinds of things. Just don't do it because we say so. Like, what? Who does that? Anyways, I got an opportunity to go overseas. And at 19, I took off over the Pacific Ocean with a friend of mine that I had went to school with. I had no idea what I was getting ready to experience in other countries. I was only gone 10 days. I first hit Taipei, Taiwan, and I remember studying the signs. I'm so fascinated with the culture in the Eastern Asian. I always have been. I still am. I love study Chinese and Asian history, spirituality, their art, everything. Love everything about it. So we're in Taipei, Taiwan, and I'm looking, and I'm like, you know, this is an interesting country. It looks nothing like America. Then we go to Bangkok, Thailand. And where we landed in the airport, still kind of a little awkward. I'm like, you know, this isn't, you know, luxurious or lavish. You know, maybe I was just in the wrong area. So we got to Kathmandu, Nepal, and it hit me that you're not in Kansas anymore. But more importantly, it hit me that, wow, I have been living a dream life. These people are driving on dirt roads. They have no street signs. It's just driving honk. There are buildings that they're still building by hand. There are people poor in the streets. These ladies are walking down the dirt road with a wicker basket on their head full of crops, like straight out of the history book. The land and the terrain is beautiful, though. And in all that chaos, one thing was clear. They were the happiest, most grateful people I've ever seen in my life. I didn't have very many complaints. And here I am with my spoiled behind and my new clothes and my good-looking hairdo and my little Louis Vuitton purse. And I'm mad and angry like everybody in the world sucks. Like my life is just so horrible. I'm having teenage problems. I'm so spoiled and I can't stand it. And here these people are treating me like royalty because they thought I was some American superstar, which maybe now I am, but back then I didn't know. But yet and still, they're constantly asking me the same question. Every day I came out of my hotel room, and I'm tipping probably wads of money because I don't know what I am. I just have money. It's a Nepalese rupee. I don't know what it is, so I'm handing like 5,000 here, thanks. And they're like, hey, so everybody likes to come in my room because it's good. But, you know, yet and still, just the equivalent to the dollar. So it took about 60 to 70 cents. A Nepalese rupee was equivalent to about 60 to 70 cents in a U.S. dollar, their country's money. So imagine that, 60 cents on the dollar. What they're spending. So anyway, every day I would get asked the same question. Do you love our country? Isn't it beautiful? And I'm thinking, is that all people have to brag about? It's how beautiful the country is. Now I am looking at the Himalayan mountain range and the tallest mountain in the world, and tallest mountain range ever. And it is rolling hills, and the color scheme is beautiful, and the sky and the air is so crisp and clear. And heck, you know what? It is gorgeous out here. It is beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love this place. I fell in love with the spirit of the people. And I didn't want to leave, but I had to. It's a long story. But I realized that it was the people that had far less than I had that were far happier than I was. And I started wondering what it was that they had that I didn't have. What did they know that I didn't know? And I started seeking that out. And I realized, you know, all of these things that we think by happiness really don't. And the simple things in life is what they have come to appreciate. And so as a few years ago, I was absolutely devastated when I heard about the earthquake in Nepal, because I remember being there, walking those streets with those people, and to know that some of them, what little they had was gone, really, really broke my heart in a lot of ways. And you'd only be able to understand if you've been there. I remember there being a palace that at that time wouldn't be done to 2055. They didn't have any modern technology. They were still building buildings, whole buildings by hand, and barely had washer machines. And I remember talking to one of the tour guides that I had, and he was a taxi driver as well, and I was telling him about Six Flags here in America, an amusement park, and they had no idea what that looked like, no concept. He said, I wish I come to America so I could ride on the roller coaster. and I just laughed. I was probably the highlight of their week, because I was constantly in awe of the things that they were excited about. And I would be like, are you serious? And they're like, yes, it's very fun. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm in the twilight zone here. But, you know, I came back with a whole new appreciation and respect for life. And they taught me that. They taught me how important it is to just be grateful for what we have, and that more doesn't always mean better. Bigger is not always better. You know, that doesn't mean very much. And that, you know, I just learned about the simplicity of life. So back to our question, and I'm not even sure what it was, but I experienced so much in a third world country that this country couldn't even begin to teach me. And I will say, for that reason, that's why it's important that we contribute to them, but that we also take time out to learn from them. Once again, becoming active, not just going and throwing our money over there saying, oh, yeah, I helped. I contribute this much to this country. Take your behind over there and see how they live for a second. And it's the same way, that same mentality needs to go abroad, just like it needs to be duplicated here. Don't just chunk money to the hood or give your money to the hood. Go into the hood. Go spend your money at a small business. Go in there and see for yourself. Go meet the people. Stop being just in areas that you're comfortable with.
Well, Crystal, for people who want to get a hold of your books or would like to work with you to build a better opportunity for people here in America as well as abroad, what could a person do to go further with you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And, you know, after I got to the end of my conversation, I remember what the question was. I guess I answered it, huh? I love to talk, so don't get me on the phone. So you're more than welcome to visit my website. My website is crystalvictoria.com. My name is spelled traditional crystal. It's not any jazzy spelling, right? So it's just like crystal glass, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, V as in violin, I-C-T-O-R-I-A.com. There you can view my bio, you can see a little video, hear me talking a little bit. Sometimes it's kind of crazy, and I wish I was a comedian, but, you know, that's another life. And you can also order my books. Target Evolution, you know, is very important. It's also a link to my website so that you can begin to understand what our aspiration is for improving access to the opportunity and the option of entrepreneurial education from the high school level up to the college level, and what we intend to do as it relates to low-income communities and underserved markets. We will be publishing qualitative and quantitative research studies on the economic effects of entrepreneurial education in these markets over the next 10 to 15 or 20 years. Depends on how tired I get of writing. and right now I'm not showing any signs of slowing down. So we're going to have a lot of research on this subject coming up. And I look forward to showing and being able to prove with data that it works. But please get involved. You know, not only reach out to us, reach out and see what you can do to contribute, how we can start a Target Evolution and contribute to a local community near you. We are looking to scale this model and this college, this small entrepreneurial career school college model. We're looking to scale it across the nation and make an opportunity for those that want to become self-employed to be able to utilize student financial aid, and we have made the progress. We don't need policy changes. We are a career school college, and by right, we are able to do so. By the way, we have created our certification programs, blah, 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 and our package. So we ask that you get involved, that you tell people about us, that you reach out. If you know some investors, hey, we're always funding. If you know someone that wants to donate towards a scholarship fund, so that someone can go to college that can't afford it, we appreciate that as well. We have our 501c3 Target Evolution Foundation. And I just ask once again that everyone take advantage and take heed to what I said. You know, it's not at all to make anyone feel bad. I'm all about solving problems. And I do a couple of things very well, and I focus on them for the rest. I have my amazing team to do. But Target Evolution org is where you can find out more information about the evolution and the evolution taking place near you.
I like that. So it's crystalvictoria.com and targetevolution.org so that you can get involved and you can you know, really make a difference right here, right now, not someday if we could only get our stuff together, any of that kind of stuff. But right now, you can help some people have a better life and live better, you know, and do it in a way that impacts, you know, your world too. We're going to take another quick break here, and then we'll be right back with Crystal Victoria giving you a few
pieces of information that you can take with you to help begin helping others have entrepreneurial education.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Crystal and I are here to wrap up another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope you've gotten a lot out of it today. We want to leave you with some things that can help you be educated as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to also end on a couple of good notes, and not that we're ending on the show, but it's a couple of things that I want to leave with our audience today. One of them is a quote by Margaret Mead that says, "No doubt that a small group of thoughtful, concerned citizens changed the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." If we look at our history, from civil rights to women's rights to voting rights to feminism to everything that we have fought for, has always started with a small group of thoughtful, concerned citizens. Will it be you? Are you in that number? The second thing is, don't tell me the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon. We are beyond that. We're all the way to Pluto. Where are you? What limits do you see? Because we're out there. We're at the end, on the edge of the Milky Way. It's about time that we all catch up and we realize the only limits that exist are within the mind.
So what is the number one thing? We like to always leave people with something very tangible that they could do right now, like today, to begin really embracing all that we've talked to them about. What would be the number one thing they could do right now today?
Well, the number one thing besides give me a call would be go support a small local business and entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Support one. I don't care which one. I don't care who it is, where they're at. Do that. Go support a local entrepreneur and a small business. Buy from them.
Well, Crystal, I think you and I could have filled up a 3 or 4 hour show with a lot of fun discussions. We'll have to have you back, and we'll dive into another subject that'll be highly controversial and a lot of fun to talk about.
Anytime. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so very much for having me. And you have a great day, great evening. And to all of you, I'm Crystal Victoria. Thank you. God bless. Much love. Take care.
So many things that we can do to really impact our world. And one of those is the educating of other people with whatever it is that we have and that we know. The thing about it is that every one of us has a purpose, and we need to be fulfilling that purpose. And part of fulfilling that purpose is in the sharing of what we know. So entrepreneurial education is something that is just, as far as I'm concerned, an absolute must, and something that we really need to invest more time, more money, and more energy into passing along to the people around us and, of course, the next generation. I want to always remind you, like I do every week, I want you to remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, I hope you have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people? Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package
to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.